Chapter 2. Who should be baptized? There are two conditions to be fulfilled before a person can be baptized. He or she must have 1. Repentance. 2. Faith. Please read Acts 2:38 and Mark 16:1. 1. Repentance. Not everyone who asks for baptism is ready to receive it. Many Pharisees and Sadducees came to John the Baptist asking for baptism, Matthew 3:7. But John called them a generation of vipers and asked them to bring forth fruit to meet for repentance, Matthew 3:8. A generation of vipers is a strong term, but John meant what he said. Those who have not repented of their sins are by nature children of the devil. Such people cannot be baptized. Fruits of repentance. A man may say that he has repented, but that is not enough. There must be evident proof of his repentance. Such evidence is called the fruit of repentance, Matthew 3:8. We give below a few examples of such fruits of repentance. A. The prodigal son, in Luke chapter 15, repented and returned to his father's house. He came very humbly and confessed, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son," Luke 15:21. If you have repented, you too must confess your sins and ask forgiveness not only from God, but also from all those whom you have offended. If you cannot meet them personally, you may at least write a letter to them confessing your fault and asking their forgiveness. B. The publican Zacchaeus repented. This happened when he was up in a tree, Luke 19:1-10. He came down quickly and received the Lord Jesus joyfully into his house. He said to the Lord that he would give half of his goods to the poor, and if he had taken anything from any man by false accusation, he would restore him fourfold, Luke 19:8. If you have repented, you too should give up your love for money and for worldly pleasure. If you have stolen or misappropriated anything, you must return such things to their rightful owner. See, in Ephesus there were some men who had been using curious arts. They repented after hearing the preaching of Paul. Then they brought together their books and burned them. When their price was counted, it was found that their total value was 50,000 pieces of silver. These books had to be burned so that they might not be read by others and bring harm to them. When a drunkard repents, he will feel very happy to destroy all the liquor in his house. Those who have bad pictures, magazines, or even bad calendars cannot give them away. They will feel happier to burn or destroy them. There have been cases when young boys and girls have repented and then burnt bad letters and pictures which they had received from their friends. These are only a few fruits of repentance. As you pray and wait upon the Lord, asking Him to search your heart, He will show you other fruits of repentance which should be seen in your life. When you have obeyed the Lord in all these matters, you have a good conscience before God and man. The answer of good conscience. The Word of God says that baptism is the answer of a good conscience, 1 Peter 3:21. That is why, before a believer is baptized, he or she is asked certain questions like the following. Have you repented of all your sins? Have you set right all things before God and man? Have you the experience of being born again by the Holy Spirit of God? Do you have the assurance that all your sins have been forgiven, and that your name is written in the book of life? Have you become a new creature in Christ, according to 2 Corinthians 5:17? Are you willing to bear shame and reproach for Christ's sake, when the need arises? A deceiver may say yes to all these questions, but his yes will be the answer of a bad conscience. Dear child of God, when you are questioned in the presence of a witness and in the presence of God, will you be able to give the answer of a good conscience? If you wish to be able, make sure beforehand that you have every necessary fruit of repentance. If you have quarreled with your neighbors or relations, make peace with them. If you have bitterness against anyone who has grieved you, forgive him or her. If you have any bad habits like drinking or smoking, give them up by faith in Christ. Paul says, "I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me," Philippians 4:13. This is true for you also. Get ready with prayer and consecration, so that on the day of your baptism you may give the answer of a good conscience. 2. Faith. Only those who believe with all their heart can be baptized. There are many who say they are Christians, but they do not believe that the Holy Bible is the Word of God, written by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. They do not believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the only Savior of the world. Such people cannot be baptized. Philip preached to an Ethiopian prince. As the chariot in which they were traveling went along, they came to a place where there was water, and the Ethiopian asked Philip whether he could be baptized. Philip replied, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." The Ethiopian answered, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God," Acts 8:37. If you believe that the Lord Jesus died for your sins upon the cross, that he has taken all your punishment upon himself, and has forgiven you and cleansed you in his precious blood, you may be baptized. Witnessing. If your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is a living faith, it will constrain you to witness for Christ. Have you done this? Have you told any of your friends that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world? Have you told them that the blood of the Lord Jesus can cleanse them from every sin? Have you told them how you were born again, how you repented of your sins and accepted the Lord Jesus as your Savior? Have you told them how the Lord has changed your life, given you new peace and joy, and a new love for prayer and for the Word of God? It is very essential that you should give witness for Christ. In the Bible, this is called confessing the Lord Jesus with your mouth, Romans 10:9-10. If you have not yet given your testimony with your mouth that the Lord Jesus Christ has saved you, please do so at the earliest opportunity before you take baptism.